Check, 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 check. This is how I'm going to talk when I do the show.
Yo, what yo, show? I'm going to talk too, like this, except for some reason, I won't sing.
I can do it, and I feel like it's perfectly acceptable for me to do it. Then you do it, and it sounds like the stupidest thing in the world. And I'm like, God, just start the music. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of June the 23rd, 2008. Hi, Ash Guy.
Hello.
This is the 42nd show.
Yep.
Should be no surprises at this point. But surprise, because,
What are you getting at?
I don't know. Dang it. Our intros are terrible.
They are.
Look, guys, okay, we're doing the show today. We have the normal format, which... You know, news, Gray American Ash Guy Gaming Quiz, we'll talk about what we've been playing, and we're going to do the downloadable game releases and the normal game releases. We've got quite a bit in the mail barrel, the 4-1 and 4-1.
And then, on a very special Exploding Barrel podcast.
Thank you. After that, we're going to, in theory, kind of end the show, but then we're going to go into a segment where we're going to talk about Metal Gear Solid 4. Because we've both beaten it at this point. We're going to talk about it in detail. And
there are going to be lots of spoilers. Well,
we're going to talk about everything. So that's why, effectively, you know, if you so choose, the show can end before that segment. So, you know, just turn off the podcast. If you have not beaten Metal Gear Solid 4 yet, you don't want to hear all that there. But, you know, I think for a lot of people who have beaten it, they might enjoy such a discussion. So that'll be at the end of the podcast this week. So why don't we... start down that long, turbulous road. Turbulous is not a word.
I'm going to read the news now.
What would a turbulous... That sounds like something.
Scrabulous?
No.
On Facebook? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Wait, what about Facebook?
You ever played Scrabulous? It's Scrabble on Facebook.
Go read the news.
Okay. First up, Boomblox turns out to be a retail bust. Despite glowing reviews and general goodness... it only pushed 60,000 units in the month of May, which is kind of further evidence that kind of the only company successful on Nintendo is Nintendo.
Well, wait a second. Are you surprised?
Actually, I am.
I'm not.
I didn't think they'd be under 100K. That's low, especially for a game that's got Spielberg's name right on the box.
Okay, what does that mean? First off, it's very small in the box. And what does that mean?
I think that would help.
No.
If you can't have a fun, good game that makes good use of the Wii hardware with Steven Spielberg attached.
Yeah, okay, but you can't just... You have to have some sort of marketing scheme.
There has been marketing for it.
For, like, what?
There's been stuff I've seen.
Oh, like what? On video game websites? Yeah, that's real helpful. But come on, the aesthetic appeal of the game is kind of lousy, you have to admit. The sort of block animals
things. I think it looks okay.
You look at the front cover, you're like, what is it? You know, what is it really? I didn't really even know what it was until I played it.
True.
I'm not surprised. It's a great game. It's fun.
I think this is one of those games that the Wii had some kind of way of serving up demos. This is a game that they could have made a good demo for, and then it would have sold like mad after people got to try it. Because I think you have a point there. We played it, and they were like, oh, this is sweet.
Right.
Till then, it was kind of a
wild card. How much did the game cost?
$50, same as any other Wii game.
I don't know. See, well, not just as any Wii way.
Carnival games at $50 can sell, yeah, that's like the exception of the rule. That game sold a ton.
Well, but there's the appeal. I mean, carnival games.
That has an even worse looking aesthetic to it.
Oh, but you know exactly what it is.
Every time I hear about it, I always think that Carnival light gun game. I always think it's that.
Yeah, okay. But Boomblox. I tell you, there's a game called Boomblox. Here's the front cover. There are some monkeys and a bunch of blocks. What the hell do you think you do in this game? I would have no idea. And the person who's playing Wii Sports would look at it and just say, the hell to that. Where's Wii Fit? Oh, here it is.
No, except it's not there because they're sold out.
All right, then here's Mario Kart. Well, that's not there either because I haven't seen that after a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't find Mario Kart anywhere.
Weird.
Yes, Mario Kart has been doing well for itself too. You saw that in the last MPDs.
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know it was sold out.
So how much does Mario Kart cost, by the way? Is it 50, 50 or 60?
50.
Okay, still 50. Someone told me it was 60 because I didn't think so. So I'm not surprised. You know, poor Boomblox, I guess, but you know, I'm sick like you saying, oh, this is this reinforces that only Nintendo games so well. What about Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition just selling well? Umbrella Chronicles just sold well. Like you said, that carnival game sold well.
Okay, fine.
I don't like that notion that only Nintendo games sell well on Nintendo platforms. Because first off, it's never been true for the portable systems. It's never been a case there. Move ahead. So, speaking of the DS.
Alright, so this is good news. Fire Emblem, New Dark Dragon and the Sword of Lights coming to the DS. This all comes from Famitsu.
This is kind... There's been some... I've heard of this, you know, for a while, but I don't know if they ever actually really announced it. But go ahead.
Well, it's a remake of the 1990 NES original that was a Japanese-only release. It'll have revamped artwork and new characters, I would hope. And they're having a weapon rank system to replace the old weapon skill system. And, of course, it'll have online play.
Okay. So this is going to be the one with Marth in it, basically.
Yep.
This is awesome for a lot of reasons. Because, first off, it's a Fire Emblem game for the DS, finally. A remake of the first one. We never got to play. It's going to have online play. This sounds like a good thing all in all.
Yes.
I am very pleased.
Me too.
All right. I was upset it took this long to get a Fire Emblem game on the DS. I kept making them for... They made one for the GameCube, then for the Wii. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's...
I don't want to sit down and, like, my living room play Fire Emblem.
Exactly. All right, now we go into some firmware updates on various platforms. First up, PSP firmware 4.0 came out. You would think 4.0 would be a big, momentous release. Damn. So they put Google search in the cross-media bar and the ability to change the viewing speed of video playback stored on the memory stick.
Well, at this point, what else are they going to add to PSP?
I don't know, but... Should be something good if they're gonna call it 4.0.
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
Updating this firmware will add a second analog stick to the PSP.
Yeah, that's what they need. But that'll be the day the firmware does that. Then they'll take notice.
Yeah. Moving on, PS3 has announced firmware 2.4, which will finally have in-game cross-media bar along with trophies, which is their version of achievements.
Things has always been very vague.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, it's yet another thing that's ultimately tied into home, and God knows how long that's going to take.
Am I going to get trophies for things I've already done in Metal Gear Solid, for example?
Damn well better.
Like, if I go get the big boss emblem, which requires me to beat the game under 5 hours, 0 kills, 0 alerts, you know, then like...
Oh, and no health items.
No health... What?
Yeah.
Gosh, Jesus.
All under 5 hours.
Wow, I'll do it. Well, you know what? If you're not getting any alerts... You probably don't need that.
That's what I figure. Well, the bosses.
Probably, yeah. Oh, geez.
But if you're gonna beat them under 5 hours, you better beat those bosses pretty damn quickly.
God. Okay. But all right. So moving on.
And last and least, we had a small.
Why say last and least?
I meant to say. Sorry, that was a slip of the tongue.
Last and least in the middle of the list.
Well, this is kind of an insignificant thing.
Yes, it is.
Because we released an update. They're going to the PSP mode now, where they're just releasing updates to kill hacks. This latest one disabled the Twilight hack, which allowed people to run free homebrew on the Wii, and the freeloader, which was supposedly firmware update proof. So I figured that would happen. Hope you didn't buy one. Coincidentally, though, in just a few days, the Twilight hack had been rehacked. So there's a new version of it up that works with this new firmware.
All right, then.
Hey, and you still want to try it? I don't have an SD card reader in my computer, but you could play Scum games on the Wii.
Okay, you play Scum games on your PC. I played it on my iPod. I thought that was cool because it was on the go.
Right.
You could play Scum games on a Dreamcast.
That's true. I was thinking with the interface.
Okay, let's talk about this exciting news.
Yes, okay. So we talked about Mega Man 9 last week.
I'm going to call this the top news story of 2008 so far. That's my designation for Mega Man 9. Everyone else is like, oh.
It's made even better from its source. We have rumored details in the game from a supposed Capcom beta tester who goes by the name The Shadow.
Like, I didn't know that's where these details came from. It was that sketchy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still sweet, though.
I'm in grain of salt mode now. I want to believe all this.
So let's see what it says. It says... Rockman 9 will feature a retro 8-bit art style, an homage to the earlier games. Now, I wonder if that means, like, it's going to be all pixelated and everything, like...
Well, it says later that gameplay is reminiscent of Rockman 3 through 6.
Right. By the way, Rockman means Mega Man. That's what they call it in Japan.
Don't belittle them. Did you know that Super Mario Bros. 2 was a different game in Japan? Okay,
No, tell me more.
But...
Jerk.
I like the idea of a retro 8-bit style.
Yes.
Although, I mean, I don't know. I kind of hope it might be nice if it had that Mega Man 8 style, which was very clean sprites, looked real good.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what they do.
7 as well. We got two playable characters, Rockman and Blues, a.k.a. Proto Man.
Still rumors. That would be amazing.
Each with their own unique storylines. You always like Proto Man.
Yeah, and you never really... There hasn't been a Mega Man game where, like, he was legitimately a playable character. Like, he wasn't that Mega Man powered up, but, like, you know, mm-hmm. just, there were a lot of playable characters. And there was, like... Here's actually in the original series, you never played as another character.
Right.
Mega Man and Bass, or Rockman and Forte could play as Forte or Bass.
That didn't really count.
Right. Well, everyone wanted to call that Rockman 9, yeah, but now we got this. Oh, man, though. Plays Proto Man. I mean, God, since I was a little kid, I loved Proto Man.
Remember you pause it and the song would keep playing?
Yeah.
That was cool. Oh, please don't. I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay.
He goes on to say, a popular belief is that Rockman 9 will act as the link to the events in the X series. This is not so.
Yay!
The storyline does not lead into the X series. Rather, it's a traditional plot.
Thank
so
God.
That means Wily's trying to take over the world. He's got 8 robot masters. You've got to beat them all up, go through his lair, beat them again, and then fight Wily.
Well, apparently, a lot of people, you know, kind of expect that the whole original Mega Man universe kind of ends very tragically with Zero basically killing everybody.
Yeah.
And no one wants to see that.
No, it's not fun. We got many new characters, new robot masters, and maybe some new supporting characters.
I don't know if we need any new supporting characters. You already have Rush, Top, or whatever.
And that bird, Beat.
Beat. What's the name of the big guy?
I forget.
Him, too. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So gameplays are reminiscent of Rockman 3-6.
Which we said.
So that means we have...
We got the slide.
We got slide in charge shots.
And I hope it has the Mega Man X-style triggers to change your weapons quickly.
I imagine.
Online components, leaderboards, and some unknown form of online play.
Maybe some.
Can we hold our breath and wish for co-op?
I don't know.
A co-op Mega Man
game?
Maybe
it'll be something. Remember that? Well, there was that kind of co-op Mega Man game. Remember that arcade game?
That doesn't count.
That was pretty cool. You just fought the bosses.
Yeah, it was all right.
That was a fun game. We played it in Vegas, I remember. And they think it was the anniversary collection.
Really?
Mega Man X anniversary collection.
We should play it then. And lastly, Rockman 9 will be on all the major home consoles, Wii, Xbox, 360, and PS3. 360 and PS3, it'll be like a download game. Unknown on the Wii, it may be a download or maybe disc.
Okay.
So there you go. Let's
hope. I hope all that is true. Sims Carnival, open beta.
Yeah, I talked about Sims Carnival. I was in the closed beta. I made the Last Rites game on it.
Oh, that thing,
it's
right.
That thing, yeah.
I was wondering what this was, right.
So, yeah, it's an open beta. You can go check it out. I mean, I haven't used it in a while. Hopefully they added more game types, because unless you really like Arkanoid.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But, so yeah, go check it out. Have fun with that. This past weekend and next weekend, GameStop is offering the rare Pokemon Deoxys. So if you want to go down to a GameStop this Saturday
it's
or Sunday,
kind of a boring rare Pokemon.
Yeah, but it's
wasn't
it's
that
one.
Today?
Yeah,
and yesterday.
Yeah, it's also this weekend too.
Oh, okay.
Both weekends. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So yeah,
you're all okay.
We'll go next weekend and do it.
If you really want to.
Yeah, why not?
Did you even beat that?
No. Well, maybe it'll remotivate me too.
I hope so.
So we've had some rumors of the PS3 BioShock and its enhancements. Key among them. Supposedly there will be a new opening video of Rapture before it got all crazy and stuff in there. And there's talks that they might add the zoo level that they wanted to put in the original game, but just kind of ran out of time.
I don't know if it really needs a new opening movie so much.
No, I don't think it does either. I think kind of the mystique of the game is trying to figure out for yourself what Rapture looked like. Before everything
know.
Went bad.
Those sound like fishy rumors to me. Yeah.
The zoo level, I could believe, because that is something they've talked about.
Oh, that's exactly why I don't believe it, because if you're going to make up a rumor about a level they're going to add in the game, you're going to talk about the one they talked about before.
Right.
I don't know.
We shall see. Another BioShock news. The PC version had its activation limits removed. It was kind of like what's happening with Mass Effect now. There's only so many times you could install it, and then the key wouldn't work anymore.
Right.
So this is good. You still have to activate, register and connect to secure ROM and all that
crap. I think
it'd
be funny if console games were, all of a sudden, the console people were, so concerned about locking a game to one console. See what would happen.
Yeah. Well, that's the argument against it, is, they freak out about, how you're going to do these PC installs when, anyone takes a console game and could go traipsing about the country, dropping it on, Xbox after Xbox, and it's okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and lastly, I talked a few months ago how The Witcher was getting an enhanced edition coming in May. Obviously, that didn't happen. They came back out and said, you know, it's taking a little long, and they thought because of all the language localization they're doing, I think 10 languages. So now it's coming in September. It'll be a re-release box set with some bonus items, and all the in-game content will be released as a free patch for current owners, such as myself.
Okay, then. That's the news?
Yep.
Mega Man 9 is still by far the most exciting thing.
I know.
Okay, I hope we keep getting news on that. It's time for the Great American Agile Guy Gaming Quiz.
Oh, man.
What'd you get last week?
Three.
Okay, so shoot for higher than that.
Okay.
Get five, and it becomes the Great American Mike Soares Gaming Quiz.
Yep.
I look at this, and you might get these, really.
Okay.
Yeah, I might have should have made this one a little harder. I made this one too easy, maybe.
Okay.
We'll see. Number one. According to the original Pokedex, also known as the National Pokedex, which Pokemon is number one?
Bulbasaur.
Oh, man. Didn't even take you a moment, huh?
That was my Pokemon. You should know that.
How many Dragon Quest games were released for the NES?
Four?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
I thought so, and I just...
I'm already telling you right now, I think there's trouble
here. Oh, no. What if I get six?
I wrote this quiz too lazily while watching Metal Gear Solid 4 special features. With these three keywords, name the game I'm referencing.
Okay.
Dolphins, yo-yo, submarine.
Star Tropics.
Shit.
Yes! The yo-yo gave it away.
I challenge you to an insult sword fight!
Oh,
Curse,
boy.
Curse of Monkey Island rules.
Yes.
I'll hound you night and day.
Then be a good dog. Sit. Stay.
Oh, my God.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, God. You're 4 for 4. What has happened?
Yes!
Oh, crap. How do locusts come to the surface in Gears of War?
Emergence holes.
Oh, no! Yes!
I did it! I did it.
You don't even need the bonus question.
What is the bonus question? Wait. Can I guess?
No.
It's not?
It's
okay.
Not.
I was
that's
ready. Probably,
that's why. That was my good luck charm.
Is the bonus? I want to see
the
if I can call
is
six.
Name all 12 playable characters in the original Super Smash Bros., including the 4 unlockable characters.
Dang. I might be able to do this. Okay, you got Mario, Pikachu, Kirby, Samus, Captain Falcon, Link, Jigglypuff.
It's hard to keep track of it. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. Fox. Luigi. That's 9.
We're getting kind of boring. You want to?
Yeah.
Guys, redo a list.
Okay, go ahead.
You won. You really don't have to stress out over this. It's Mario, Donkey Kong, Yoshi,
Donkey Kong,
Ness,
Yoshi, Ness. Okay,
Luigi, Captain Falcon, Link, Samus, Pikachu, Fox, Jigglypuff, and Kirby.
All right.
All right. Well.
Oh, so the onus falls on me now for next week.
Yeah, that was your fifth quiz. So it took me five.
That's not bad.
Oh, no. I blame myself. I know. You better not get ridiculous with it, though.
I won't.
We'll see. I'm worried about that. Man, I could have given you some hard. Like, I tried to pick an easier one for the sword fight. I was kind of like, maybe he won't get this. He won't get it. You got it.
I like how you actually wrote, I challenge you to an insult sword fight. Parenthesis. CMI rules. Close parenthesis. Exclamation point. That's... It's just like so you'd remember to read it with excitement.
I was going to. I was in the real quiz. I challenge you. I was like, I need to do a man. What was the thing with Star Tropics? That was as soon as I got no other game has a yo-yo and dolphins.
Yeah, like dolphins. I was thinking Echo.
Yeah, yo-yo. Well, I got.
I didn't hear. What was a submarine? Oh, yeah.
I'm supposed to add a fourth one. Usually, I'm like, this is probably enough. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Our weekend gaming. Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Damn it.
We'll be right back.
No, I'll get it for you later.
Okay.
I'll take you your damn ramen.
What?
I'll take you.
Oh, we can get ramen tonight?
Yeah.
Guys, I have been. I mean, it started with The World Ends With You, which you probably haven't played enough of yet. But there's just a chapter in that game where it's just like, they're just talking about ramen forever. I was like, man, I want some ramen. That was like 2 months ago. Ever since then, I've been like, just want some ramen.
Such a goof.
All right. What have you been playing this week? Oh, you played Metal Gear Solid 4. Yes. That's coming later.
Yes. It shouldn't bear mentioning. I beat it too, so I'm all up to snuff.
Right. Well, for people who aren't going to listen to the X segment, you enjoyed it a lot, right?
I enjoyed it very much. I think, as far as straight up game goes, I might actually like 3 a bit better.
I might too. I might.
But
3, I should preface that with saying Metal Gear Solid 3 is one of my all-time favorite games.
Easily. Very good game. I mean, God bless Ryan Payton. The controls are great.
Yeah.
The localization is top-notch.
Oh, no, that's not kind of fair just giving him credit for stuff. There's a team of 200 people
Yes,
there.
But I think he's responsible for helping a lot of this. So.
Right.
Yes, huge props to Kojima Productions. You've made a very great experience. And I say great experience because, for example, there was people before the game came out complaints of the 90-minute cutscene, and then Konami was saying, no, there is no 90-minute cutscene. When you have a 45-minute cutscene, and then 10 minutes of gameplay, and another 45-minute cutscene, that feels like a 90-minute cutscene to me.
I'm still, you can't be too surprised.
No, I'm not. Although, I was a little surprised in how little gameplay there was actually in Act 3 of the game.
Right, I thought that too, but Act 3 also has some of the best sort of
exposition.
Yeah, some of my favorite exposition. So
Act 3 is the one that kind of explains all the links between Snake Eater and the current series.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't play the game because you're excited to see the next cutscene or the next big reveal, then you know you're not going to get the sort of same enjoyment out of it. But okay, then what else did you play?
I played this last week and forgot to talk about it, but I didn't want to say I played The Witcher.
Oh, and you played that
I
again.
I got all the way through the first chapter or act or whatever they're called now that my computer can run the game.
I think it was Yahtzee who described it as an MMORPG that's not online.
No, it's more like Baldur's Gate with just one person.
Okay. Isn't that Diablo?
Yeah, it's actually, you're right. It's not too far from Diablo. It's got more, except that you're not going down into deeper levels of random dungeons.
It's like Hellgate London.
No.
I'm just joking. That,
like, the Diablo was bad.
You bought it, sir.
Touche.
You bought it, sir.
Touche. Actually, I did. I traded in for it.
Oh, you purchased a copy of it. You own the game.
Yes.
How much of that did you play?
I played a bit of it for the first week, and then after I realized, oh, God, this is so buggy, I kind of stopped.
Did they fix those yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. That's
I haven't
problem.
Really heard very many, like,
they kept promising patches, and not, like, the big ones still coming. But,
it's coming. It's coming.
But no, I really enjoy the game. I think the NPC interaction's fun. I like the character, Geralt. He's a pretty cool, badass kind of guy.
Name?
Geralt. Geralt.
Okay, good.
What the game manages to do is, you always write about how this is like a mature fantasy RPG, and that made me think, like, oh god, it's just gonna be them, like, saying, like, swear words and stuff, and now it's mature. And that does happen. But it works for some reason. Like, at the end of the act, your character gets thrown into a jail, and the guy that he's actually chasing after was in the cell next to him, and he, like, gets released, and you have to watch him, like, leave, and he kind of makes fun of you as he leaves. And then, like, some guy, like, wants to fight him, and you'd obviously kick his ass, and you're just ignoring him. And then he's sitting there going, Reef, what's he say? He goes, this is just goddamn ridiculous, or something, or fucking ridiculous, or something like that.
And I think I like goddamn ridiculous more.
That's from Anchorman. That's why. But
I don't think Anchorman. Can
whatever he said, I can't remember the exact line, but it worked.
I get your
it could
meaning.
Have been silly, but it worked. So yeah, good times. I wish. I was thinking that the content pack was coming in May, and now it's September. I kind of want to keep playing the game, but I also kind of want to wait for that. So, we'll see. It depends how my summer gaming goes, if I have a drought or something.
Okay. Do you play anything else?
Let me think. You go.
I started my second playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, good.
I'm going for the no kills thing, which is, it's fun because you realize that you can, if you really want to sneak around a lot, you can avoid a lot more conflict than you think.
Right.
But what else? I played.
I pretty much went from Metal Gear Solid 3 right into 4.
Right. I talked about Yoshi's Island last week.
Yeah.
God, I downloaded stuff. I got the Spore Creature Creator. We didn't talk.
Oh,
about
yeah,
that
yeah.
Yet,
we gotta talk about that.
Okay,
yeah.
There
yeah.
we go. Good.
Oh, there. Good. Whew, yay, we got a game.
We have saved.
I knew.
The segment.
I knew we were forgetting something.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, you all remember me talking about how I thought it was absolutely ridiculous that they were going to charge us $10 for something that's going to be included in the core game and not reimburse us for it and expect us to pay for this, and I thought it was just stupid as hell. So they released the demo, and I think I mentioned on here last week, I downloaded it, the early version of it, and I hadn't played it yet. I played that demo for about 5 minutes and then pulled a 10 out of my pocket to get ready because it's awesome.
It is quite fun. You like, it's interesting how when you start playing, you want to like make things that like you try to like kind of make things like that are real.
Yeah, I made Figment from the Epcot ride, Journey to Imagination.
And at first, I was just making like crazy random
like terror
monsters.
Tits and things
terror,
like that.
I had terror tits, the lawful raffle, the elephant,
yes,
which is like an elephant but dumber looking. Well, I just made a land whale.
No, I made a land shark.
Yeah,
I think I called it like a terrafin.
That's a ripoff of Terra Tits.
No, Terra, as in Terra meaning Earth.
Terra Tits,
fin.
By the way, has razor sharp beaks on his breast.
Yeah.
Or his chest, I should say. It's a lot of fun. I mean, you do things effortlessly in the game.
It's remarkable technology. The fact that you can put all this stupid crap on there and then click and animate it and it starts walking around like you would expect. Clipping can be an issue sometimes, but you just have to be smart about your design and accept that it's going to happen.
No, that's pretty good.
And, the online stuff is cool, how you could share the stuff on the Sportpedia.
Speaking of clipping real quick. I've always hated clipping. I've always waited for a game.
Me
to have,
too.
I've waited for the game.
I
that,
hate clipping more than anything.
I've waited for the game that would have no clipping forever, and I think Metal Gear Solid 4 may have been that game.
You know, I should think about it. I didn't notice. Well, there's a little bit of Snake's Bandana.
No,
it clips it.
I don't think it clips.
I saw a clip of it.
On what, his hair?
His hair and his shoulder.
No.
I saw the shoulder. I noticed that.
Because there's parts where, like, some of the... Yeah, God, we're killing things. Okay, never mind. Back to Spore.
But previous to my, aside from my previous comments, I encourage you all to at least try the demo.
Yeah.
It is very fun.
It is fun.
And I'm really looking forward to Spore. Did you know in the full game, there's creators for your vehicles and buildings? And those can be kind of designed without consequence. They're completely visual. Like, you don't have to worry about, like, speed ratings and things like
That's
that
cool.
on your vehicles.
I made a chocobo.
You did.
I liked him. There's been a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like,
I did download one that, I mean, no offense, is like really, really good. I'll have to show it to you.
Okay, show it to me sometime. By the way,
yes,
completely off this topic, but did we talk about how now they're saying Final Fantasy Versus 13 hasn't been installed?
It wasn't, so I didn't report it because it kind of was debunked.
But didn't we talk last week about how it was installed?
No, I think that was just you and I.
No. This is completely off topic then. Whatever.
To summarize real quickly, there was a report that supposedly members had left the Versus 13 team to help 13 get finished.
I think we talked about that
last
week.
And then Square Enix came back and said that was not true.
Hmm.
Pretty sure we didn't, but maybe we did. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's hard to sometimes separate what we talked about on here and what we just talked about.
Yeah. Did we play anything else?
I don't think so.
Man, it's a good thing we have that Metal Gear segment at the end because this is going by fast.
Yeah.
We have a lot of mail. Maybe we'll milk that
mm-hmm.
for all that it's worth. But
let's do some downloads.
Yeah, let's talk about the downloadable game releases.
All right, so on the Wii, first we had our WiiWare releases. Block Breaker Deluxe,
this is another bad name. Like, what the hell is Block Breaker Deluxe?
This is Arkanoid? Actually an N-Gage game. And yeah, it's Arkanoid with, like, Vegas casino aesthetic to it. Not like you're, like, playing a casino game. Like, you're people hanging out, like, casinos and nightclubs and stuff. Prepare for the frenzy of the coolest block breaker game ever.
All right.
I should tell you right now. We also have Kokoto Fishing Master.
Kokoto.
Yeah.
Tokoto Fishing Master?
I wish.
Kokoto Fishing Master. Okay.
So, yeah, it's a fishing game. I mean,
why is this one 700 Wii points? Not 800.
I don't know.
Why is the
must not be as good as Block Breaker Deluxe, which actually still looks like N-Gage graphics.
Interesting.
Yeah. Virtual Console saw a Samurai Showdown on the Neo Geo.
The supposed classic, right?
I don't... There's one... I think it was 2 was the really good one. That's the thing.
I don't know.
It had a cool camera where it would zoom in and out and stuff as you were playing.
Mm-hmm.
That was neat. On the Xbox, first we had 2 Xbox originals released. The Legend of Spyro, A New Beginning.
That's a... People like that game?
Yeah.
I thought they only liked the
Spyro does
ones.
Well. I think it got better when Spyro stopped asking every dragon he saw. So what's the secret to finally burning metal? And they're like, you can't burn metal, but try bashing it with your head. That should do the trick.
I remember you.
It would be like every dragon, if it was like a genie in the bottle, everyone comes up, you get one wish. He keeps asking everyone the same damn question.
It's funny because you did this rant like 10 years ago.
I know. When,
whenever Spyro was new, and now you're doing it again. God.
That's how much I hate it.
You were so mad about that. Get over it. How do you burn metal, hands guy? What's the secret?
Tell me. You have to head bash it.
I bet if you burned it long enough, it just might give way. Metal had to get shaped somehow.
Well, yeah,
it had to get buried at some point or another.
It's whatever Wolverine's bones are made out of.
Adamantium.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what they're all wearing.
Okay, what else came out here?
Guilty Gear X2, number sweet. Sign reloaded. The number. pound sign, I guess. Why is that so funny?
I don't know. That's the title. I've always seen that, but I never questioned it.
But the thing is, I can't remember if this is a rumor or an actual announcement, but supposedly there's a Guilty Gear game coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh.
So why would you get this if they're going to have probably a cheaper, more feature complete version of this coming?
Know. Those are fun games.
They're fun games, yeah.
Number one.
On Xbox Live Arcade, we have Elements of Destruction and Sea Life Safari. I know nothing about either.
Yeah.
Xbox Live Arcade has been doing it for me. There's been, I got to try this trial. There was the one last week. It was like a space shooter I still want
to
try.
It has not been. What happened to XNA or whatever? Is there anything going on there?
It's coming more towards the end of the year. It just went into its open beta.
Why did I think that was out?
They had the preview of it during GDC.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I was about to say. Okay.
End of the year with that.
Oh, PSN.
Okay, PSN. On the PS3, you can download Fatal Inertia EX. And on the PSP, which is accessible from the PS3 or the PC store, they have a game called Gurumin, A Monstrous Adventure. Also, they released, I guess this isn't a game, but it still kind of counts, what's that called?
The Metal Gear Solid 4 database.
Yeah.
Which basically, it's like an encyclopedia for Metal Gear Solid.
Like the whole Metal series?
Gear. Yeah, for cool. Metal Gear everything.
Okay.
It's neat.
We'll have to screw with that later.
Too. Yeah, I will through it. It's fun.
And then on GameTap, some games I actually know and love.
Oh, wait, real quick. A cool feature about that is it won't show like anything that's Metal Gear Solid 4 spoiler related unless you show it. You have a Metal Gear Solid 4 cleared data.
That's cool.
It's kind of neat. Go ahead, GameTech. Okay,
GameTech first is something called Cosmic Osmo. I don't know what that is. But we have Descent 2, which, the Descent games are awesome.
Yeah, those are fine.
And MDK, do you remember that one?
Yeah, but I remember MDK 2 more.
Yeah, because that lets you play as the dog and the scientist.
Right,
MDK was just the guy.
MDK 2 was a really well-received game, too.
They were both very good games. They made Shiny Entertainment.
I was about to say Shiny. What else did they make?
Earthworm Jim.
Okay. What have they made lately?
Nothing. I'm probably sitting on my keys. But thanks, Mom. Should we edit that out or leave
yes,
that
you're,
in?
Yes, you're going to edit that one out.
Okay.
We had a perfect stopping point. Okay.
Well, okay, so let's go to the For Real game releases.
For Reals.
For Reals. I love that phrase.
Geez, I didn't know either of these, any of these games are already
out. Oh, wow.
Battlefield Bad Company for 360 and PS3 comes out June 23rd.
Demo was not bad. The single player portion, I mean. It was actually kind of good.
You say so. That'll come out June 23rd, like I said. Alone in the Dark. 360, PC, PS2, Wii, June 23rd.
I forgot this was coming, but I'm vaguely excited for it.
The action survival game.
I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Pretty cool?
Cool.
We'll see. Guitar Hero On Tour DS, June 22nd. Has the track list been released for this?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
And no Iron Maiden songs?
Yeah.
No.
That's my biggest hang-up on it. I think that just the track list would look... I don't forget what it was. I read it like a month ago, but I thought it looked awful.
Well, okay. Well, Chris is going to try. Well, it's just songs you don't know?
Stuff I didn't know, and a lot of stuff I knew I didn't like.
Okay. Rock Band's finally coming out for the Wii, June 22nd.
We saw it on Target.
Yeah, last week we saw it.
I told them that at GameStop when I was in there, and they were shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, well, I mean, the game has, in it, some other carnation has been out since November. I don't think breaking the street date on this is quite so terrible.
I wish we could have find a game out early. That was something I would have bought.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tactics A2,
Grimory.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
I always thought it was like the Grimoire. What's with the silent O?
I don't know.
Good. Grimory of the Rift for the DS, June 24th. I heard that this is very much a sequel to the Game Boy Advance Final Fantasy Tactics. You know, it is, but it's kind of disappointing to some people because that game was less of a focus on story. It was sort of like this weird sort of,
It was like the it's like the never ending story.
Right, it's like Ibelisse is a fantasy world.
Yeah, well, it's the same in this
imagination.
And the circumstances that bring it about, I forget exactly what it is, but it sounded even less engaging than the lonely kid. It was like the kid whose dad works too much or something.
Okay.
But what seems to be the weird conundrum in this game, you hear a lot of people complain, is the gameplay mechanics of this game are obviously skewed towards a pretty hardcore RPG audience, yet the story is like designed for children who like are having mommy daddy issues.
Right, that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah,
but I mean, I bet the game's fun.
I would love to see a return to the more kind of formal setting of the original Final
Maybe,
Fantasy Tactics.
But I mean, I suck at those games. Mm. I mean, Final Fantasy Tactics was brutal when I got on the PSP. Absolutely brutal.
Yeah, it was hard.
Hellboy: Science of Evil, 360, PS3, PSP, June 24th. This really has nothing to do with the movie.
No, it's its own thing. It's kind of like a God of War clone.
I heard it's not all that good. No. Yeah. Hail to the Chimp, PS3, Xbox 360, June 26th.
I don't know what this is about, and it's Gamecock, I believe.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it for some reason, but I don't know what it is either. Naruto Ultimate Ninja Heroes 2, The Phantom Fortress for PSP, June 24th. Jeez.
It's a Naruto game. You know if
they
you
make
want
a lot
or not.
Of it, man. There's like one
it's
of those
new
out.
Dragon Ball.
I'll tell you what. There's like a Naruto game out every month.
Pretty much.
I mean, mostly popular. Command & Conquer 3, Kane's Wrath for the 360, June 23rd.
Yeah, it's a prequel to the Command & Conquer 3 story.
Oh, okay. WALL-E, PSP, Wii, PC, PS3, Xbox 360, PS2, and DS, June 24th.
I watched some footage of this game a few months ago. They showed it, and it actually looked pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I want to see the movie.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh, God, yes.
But, you know, it might be cute. Those games usually sell well. There was a Ratatouille game, actually, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was okay. It didn't. I mean, that game didn't really translate, or that movie doesn't really translate to a game
well,
much.
Just Wall-E. I mean,
no, we don't know what the movie is yet.
I thought it was mostly him just being lonely.
Yeah,
you have a lonely bar. Top Spin 3, 360, Wii, PS3, DS, June 23rd. Tennis game.
Mm-hmm.
Overlord: Raising Hell, PS3, June 24th.
Isn't this old?
No, I don't know. I don't know about Overlord. Might have been here before. I know someone who is looking forward to this game more than anything else this year. And no, he's not 12 years old. Mega Man Star Force 2, Zerker X Ninja.
Who's that?
DS, Perry.
Really?
He thought that the original Mega Man Star Force was like the game of the year when that came out.
Which
like,
one's Star Force?
This is June 24th, probably. It's basically the DS continuation of the Battle Network series.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
That game was okay the first time, and then every other one was like the exact same thing.
I played through all the first one. I'm like, man, it's really cool. I played through most of the second one. I'm like, yeah, it's neat. And like, I think there were six of them eventually.
There's a lot, yeah.
I'm like, Christ. Operation Darkness, 360, June 24th.
There's a demo up on 360 Marketplace. I haven't tried it yet.
I don't know. The Supreme Commander, 360, June 23rd. They keep trying with these RTSs on the 360.
Yeah, this is another game I haven't gotten to play yet that might benefit from my new video card. You got me this for my birthday.
Right.
Like a year and a half ago.
Just half a year ago, I think. No, because you were living
in Pittsburgh.
You were in Pittsburgh. Yeah. It was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. That's all that. Let's go to 411 real quick before we get to our mail. Derek Robbins is back. He did the top 10 this time. He thanked me for doing the list, which was nice of him. He said his biggest complaint with my list was that I didn't have a 9 higher. He thought it was too low. But, I mean, I should say, again, that I love 9 a lot. You know,
yeah, we're talking, if you were to like do this as like a line graph, there'd be very little space between some of these top-tier games.
Well, I'll tell you exactly how it would be. It would be one, it'd be down there would be 1, 2, and 4. I mean, or 3 also in 11.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be down there. And then, like, but then, like, you know, I say
the line would spike quite a bit to 5.
Well, to 7, actually.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, like, that, like it looks like, oh, 7 is right after 4, so, you know, I only like 7 a bit more than 4. But no, I like 7 a lot more than 4. And, okay, you know.
Yeah, we get it.
It's weird. But, no, I like 9 a lot. I say aesthetically, 9 is beautiful. Still holds up really well today. And I think it also has my favorite soundtrack of the series. But, so, yeah, I'm definitely cool with anyone who loves 9. He also supported me, because a lot of people, again, were mad that I thought Final Fantasy 4 was overrated. But he was right there with me.
You mean
4.
You said 4 overrated?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. Okay, never mind.
People are mad. You remember, people were mad at me because I...
Because you said it. Yeah, you said it. Right, okay.
Whatever.
Got
it. I still think so. I still will probably buy the remake on the DS.
But... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, he does a top 10 sports titles this week.
Ooh.
So, when we get into that, number 10 is ESPN NFL 2K5.
Applause. I recently got to purchase this for 99 cents.
Right.
But it's fantastic.
This was the last of like the Yankee Five. Okay. Those were fun games. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, yeah, big time.
Yeah, that was good.
Those early Tony Hawk games especially, I loved them. 1 through 4 were great. Underground was okay, and then kind of got a little stale after that.
Underground was awful. That's what killed the series for me.
But Pro Skater 3, that was like at the height of it. Man, it had some great levels. The first level was like that refinery level.
Yeah.
You had that airport level, where you can go on like that luggage claim thing for like ever. Is that big circle? I loved Tony Hawk 3. Remember, that was like the first PS2 game to have online capability.
Oh, yeah, with the GameSpy stuff. That was crazy.
Who was the secret character in that one? I think it was Darth Maul. Maybe Wolverine also.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
I love that one. Look at this. Number 8, Fire Pro Wrestling Returns.
No, you have this. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, it's hard. I still don't really know what I'm doing, but I played around with it. I played with Paul, actually, my one friend.
Right.
He thinks it's quite amusing. It's a fun game. But, it's hardcore, definitely. So it's cool to see it there. 7 is NBA Jam.
NBA Jam, yes.
Speaking of Paul, this is still one of his favorite games ever. Yeah. I think he still plays this a lot.
Nice.
Number 6 is NHL 94.
Okay.
I can't say anything. NFL Blitz. I have other friends who would probably say this is one of the best games ever.
Best after every play, just mashing on the switch player and tackle buttons and just like piling up on the guy you just tackled.
I did. Blitz was a fun game. 4 is WWF No Mercy for the 64.
I don't remember that one. On the 64, I was playing a WCW versus NWO.
Really? A lot of people liked this one, too. Played this one.
I'm sure I did.
This one had the character creator.
Oh, okay.
Which, that's why some people like this one more.
Ah.
3 is Super Punch-Out.
Heck yeah.
I always have more memories of just Punch-Out for whatever reason. I gotta get Super. I hope that they do a virtual console for that soon. Mm-hmm. 2 is Tecmo Bowl.
Right on.
A very popular game. Number 1, the MVP Baseball 2005.
Which was the last one in that series.
I don't remember.
2005 was a good but tragic year for sports games.
Right. Then he gave us another plug, which is like a plug for the show.
We orate. I like that.
What's that?
He says, they Mike and Adrian, how you orate the Exploding Myrtle podcast.
Oh, we do. And he shares our excitement for Mega Man 9, it seems.
Yay.
So, yes, thank you very much, Derek. And glad to have you back. What else is on? I'll tell you, sir.
All this stuff.
Jordan Williams has the working title. He's working on the workies. Yeah, the working title.
Yes.
Halftime awards. So I think he's kind of just giving out awards. I don't know what to games or columns. I don't know. So you have to check that out. Achievement Unlocked by Rod Orchesky. Classifying how you game. He's kind of looking into different ways people play games, sort of. The Wonder Years, Owen Brimfield, is looking at the multiplayer games, sort of his favorites, I'd imagine.
Cool.
Forgotten PC Games doing the top 5 old school shooters ever. I want to see this list now, actually. I didn't see this before. Top 5 old school shooters. I like going through these lists.
Yeah, lists are good fodder.
Right. Although I don't think they're in any actual order here. So I'll just talk.
So first he's got Hexen.
I liked Hexen.
Hexen was cool. It was different.
It seemed to have more atmosphere back then.
Yeah.
It was one of the first FPSs to have magic in any sort of form. Oh, Blood. I remember Blood.
I don't remember Blood.
Don't you remember the
Pain? Oh, I remember. Remember the Pain? I see the screenshot.
Do you remember the Pain Arcade where I think Gabe got Tycho Blood too? He was like, what's this? Like, happy birthday, man. I hope you dig it. Duke Nukem 3D, you know, was Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah.
Strife, which I never heard of.
No.
Said it had unique RPG elements. So maybe it was like a precursor to sort of
System Shock.
Thank you. Then you know Doom.
The obligatory Doom.
Of course, you gotta have Doom. Why don't we look at our mail?
Okay, let me go first.
No, I don't want you to go first. I want to go first because I got a mail, a letter, which you might also call it, from the ruler of Cooler, Kyle Pews. Ruler of Cooler. I wonder what he means there. I wonder if he means the Dragon Ball Z character Cooler.
That could be cool.
Who is Frieza's brother. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. But we never heard from him before, so it's good to hear from you, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
He says, Dear Mike, I've been a fan of the Exploding Barrel podcast for a while. I think it is the funniest, most enjoyable podcast on the internet.
Oh, thank you.
Good job. There's something I wanted to ask. I'm not that hardcore gamer. I purely hear you guys talk about a game called Grip Fandango. Grip Fandango? I don't know. Don't judge me. And I may be stupid for not knowing, but what is this? That's Grim Fandango, our favorite game.
Yes, it's Grim Fandango.
Yeah, G-R-I-M, next word, Fandango, F-A-N-D-A-G-O. LucasArts adventure game made in 1998. Game where you kind of do things, you solve kind of puzzles.
It's like the old point and click adventure games of like Monkey Island, except it was in 3D and it played actually very much like Resident Evil. Pre-rendered backgrounds and tank controls.
It might be hard to find these days, but like wiki it. See, just a little, check it out a little bit maybe. Also, just by reading his email, it seems like he listened to a lot of our older podcasts.
Good man.
He said he heard you talk about your top 10 favorite games, one of the funniest moments on the show.
I don't remember that.
This was early.
It must have been.
I don't know why it was funny now.
Yeah, we need to go find this. Hey, if you could tell us, Kyle, which episode that is, I want to go back and listen to it.
I might have to email him and specifically ask him what episode that was, because I want to hear it now. And he was wondering what my top 10 favorite games of all time were.
Let's do it.
If I was decent, I would have prepared this, probably.
Oh, he wants us to do the musical podcast?
Oh, yeah, he says one more thing. Man, that was like the third episode or something. I was like, one of these days, man. We're going to do the musical podcast.
No, we're not.
We kind of did it this week. Didn't we start out with like...
Yeah, okay. That was a dark, dark, grim preview of what could be. So if you really want that...
No, it's coming someday. The musical podcast. It's going to be great.
Oh, dear Lord. All right, make with the list.
Okay. Number one, Grip Fandango.
Yes.
Grip Fandango. I'm sorry, Kyle.
Yeah. That, no. Apparently we don't enunciate very well.
No, I'm sure that's why I sound like a retard most of the time. Grim Fandango, one. Geez, number two, Troy, so Super Metroid after all these years. Three was Melee. Could be Brawl. Let's just say Melee.
Okay.
I always enjoyed Melee. I'm going through this pretty fast, so this I'm not sure how accurate this list is going to be. Next, I'd probably say Metal Gear Solid 3.
Once you get out of like the top three range, it gets kind of subjective.
Right. But yeah, four would probably be Metal Gear Solid 3. I really, really like that game.
Five is Half-Life 2.
Okay, thank you. Five is Half-Life 2.
I know your taste.
Right. Six would probably be Super Mario World is definitely up there, so let's call that six.
No Final Fantasies yet?
No, not yet. Yeah, six is definitely that. Seven? Oh.
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker's going to be up there somewhere. I don't know if it's that high. I really like it. I'm just like, I'm thinking of good games I really like. It could be Resident Evil 4, for instance. Mm-hmm. Shadow of the Colossus. Let's say Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay.
I really like Shadow of the Colossus.
Good game.
I don't have very many old school games on this list, really.
Yeah.
Next would probably be Final Fantasy VI, so that makes the person feel better.
Okay.
Then I'll say Wind Waker. And then number 10 is Resident Evil 4.
That wasn't very funny at all. What did I say?
I think you probably... It's probably because you said...
You probably vehemently disagreed with me.
Oh, yeah, I probably got furious at you. That's why. Probably... You know what he might even be talking... I wonder if he's maybe talking about when we did the Game of the Year thing, where you said Mass Effect was number one, and I got furious
at
you.
Because
no, you said like Mass Effect was either number one or number two, and I got furious because you never beat Mass Effect.
Not yet, true.
Well, see, that's the problem, because you know you don't get mad at me. You don't strongly disagree. I don't know. You didn't play much of Shadow of the Colossus, did you?
No, I played like the first three Colossi.
Jeez, that's a crime.
I know.
This just a damn shame. But thanks for the email, Kyle.
Yes.
I'm sorry my list wasn't maybe as funny as you're hoping. But that was it now. I bet I'm going to remember something I forgot later.
Pull up the comment we got.
Well, first, David Reiki sent us something.
Oh, okay. He sent me something, too. I don't know if it's the same thing.
It is, because it says my email. He sent it to you, too.
Okay.
He says he always gets past the first minute.
Good man.
Last week, yeah. We say we have a problem with that. He asked us, what do you think? What did we think of Metal Gear Solid 4? He says, the graphics are the best he's ever seen. The Dreadman system is awesome. Allows you to focus the game into action. He thought the end of Metal Gear Solid 4 was very poignant and thoughtful. It was filled with twists and turns. And I would agree with you on every point there.
Yes, one thing, David, I mean, sorry, we're going to get into this
at the end. But we're going to have that big
It does
big
mention, I love that with the Dreadman system, like, shit, I'm out of ammo. I'm just going to buy more. And like not have to worry about that at all.
Right.
It's very nice.
He says, also, AJ is slow in the intake.
Yeah.
Anywho, he will get the quiz one day.
Today.
I should have. Why was I so easy on you? And there is something wrong with him. Dang it. I wish it could be lacking. Like, yeah, you're stupid.
No,
you got it.
The and there is something wrong with him ties into the how long does it take a person to play MGS3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what the hell was wrong with you?
I explained it. That first 2 hours was hell, but I finally got through it, and Hey, I'm sorry. Eating the Crow. I love that game.
God.
And then he says, when is he going to play MGS4?
I beat it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I beat it.
Is he going to look like Big Boss when he finally plays the game? And I'm going to skip this part because, you jerk, that was a spoiler. I'm glad I didn't know this, girl. Yeah, so I would have been very upset. You're
glad AJ's very clueless and didn't pick up on anything.
I just didn't. I never heard of this guy.
Maybe he was counting on that.
Yeah. I almost looked it up. We'll explain this later, too.
About Metal Gear Solid 3, I think the story for Metal Gear Solid 3 was a bit lacking. Storyline for the fear, the third, and the end, etc. was a bit lacking. The Joy was the only character I didn't like the storyline that much. I think he meant to say Joy's the only character that had much backstory, so he didn't like the storyline that much. It was more of an action movie in my sense. Well, I kind of like how it was simplified a bit.
Yeah, what I like is MGS3 really kind of it could stand on its own, and it also ties into everything else. Right. I think Kojima, he seems like he's a guy who's he takes criticism to heart. And I think after everyone freaked out about the complicated story in MGS2, he was like, oh shit, and like really kind of pulled back to simplify.
Right.
It's still a pretty good, intriguing story, I would say.
I enjoyed it a lot. I like Metal Gear Solid 3 story. Well,
yeah. I agree that the Cobra unit is a little underdeveloped.
Maybe, but they're all kind of like that.
Yeah.
All those boss units. Okay. Moving on, it says, for information, he beats Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest without a fact.
You sure are an NES gaming god.
About Metal Gear Solid 2, he says, Metal Gear Solid 2 wasn't that bad. At least that is my opinion. I like the story, therefore I really enjoy the game. Portable Ops is the best portable Metal Gear Solid game available. I would agree. Well, a lot of people like that Ghost Babble.
That was good. I never played it.
It's also one of the better-looking PSP games prior to God of War, Chains of Olympus. I would also agree. You should do yourself a favor, AJ. You should play the game.
It's on my list. He's got it upstairs. I'll probably take it with me tonight.
It's weird to play. It's interesting, though. Anywho, good job on your podcast. About Silent Hill, you should play Silent Hill 3 and Silent Hill 4 The Room. I always recommend both games. For information, Earthworm Jim 2 was for the Sega Saturn, not the Sega CD.
Yeah, vindication.
And he said Final Fantasy VIII had an excellent place on my list, which I'm glad to hear because a lot of people got mad at me about Final Fantasy VIII. A lot of people got... I was as surprised as anyone else that I liked Final Fantasy VIII, guys. If you listen, go back to the podcast and listen to that because I hated it at first.
Yeah, you did.
I will still say to this day, horrible execution in its beginning.
Yes.
But as far as Silent Hill 3 and 4, maybe someday I'll try them. I'll be honest, I'm not too interested in trying them out right now. Silent Hill 2 I thought was okay, but if that's supposed to be the hallmark, like the best thing the series has to offer, I think I'm okay.
That's understandable.
I've
got Derek Robbins send me an email.
What did Derek Robbins say? Derek Robbins of the 10th Hour.
The title is MGS Podcast. No, wait, never mind. It's Hey There, AJ. David Redkeys was MGS Podcast.
Yes, the best we just read through all of that one.
Okay, sorry. Well, Derek just said, Hey There, AJ. He says, AJ, hey there. I hope you're doing well. As always, love the show.
Very cordial, that Derek Robbins.
I hope you're doing well, too, Derek. Anywho, I have a question this week. It seems like every year we have a surprise title that no one saw coming and turns out to be really good. Have we had any of these sorts of games this year outside of perhaps Boom Blocks? Just about every game that was supposed to be good turned out to be good, well, except Hayes, and every decent-looking game turned out to be decent. So have we had any of those surprise hits this year? I'm struggling to think of one. Plus, are there any titles on the horizon that you think will be overlooked but have potential to be awesome? Anywho, keep up the good work, man. Derek. P.S. I purchased Grim Fandango. Quote, purchase. and it wouldn't work my XP at all. I did get past a cutscene and it would just freeze. Mm. How depressing. I really want to experience the game too. Did you have trouble?
Well, first off, there's a patch you can download some places.
Yeah, make sure you have the patch. Patch is key.
One trouble I did have is if I go to the menu, I would lose sound. But you can fix that by changing the compatibility mode to
Windows 98.
I think so.
Yeah, do that. Right click on your shortcut on the desktop, hit properties, go to compatibility, and do that.
If you're still having trouble, talk to me. I really want you to play that.
Yes.
Somehow.
Going back to, do I think we've had like a sleeper hit title this year? Not really. I'm trying to think.
When did No More Heroes come out? That could have been it, but it wasn't. Oh, I know. I'm just saying. That's like the kind of game you would expect, though.
Nah, I kind of figured that game was going to do exactly what it did.
Okay. Well, what do you mean by sleeper hit? Like something like Okami, which sort of no one really thought was going to be good.
Yeah, like the game that comes out of nowhere. Like, I mean...
Like you're not talking about like it sells really well, do you?
No, I think he means like the good game. Like I'm trying to think of... Or maybe it could even... If you want to look at it too, I mean... Sorry, we're going to start interpreting your question here, Derek. Even like something like Bioshock, which was the game that we thought we'd like... But, like, the mass market would kind of be like,
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
No, I think it's more...
I'm trying to think.
It's hard to say.
We haven't had very, very many games this year, really. I'm trying to just think of everything that came out so far.
You know what I'd say, actually, is maybe as the World Ends With You.
You know, that's the closest thing we actually had to one. I think
that's the closest, yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what's weird about that game. It got reviewed very well, and I kind of feel bad because I loved it, and I recommended it to just about everyone I know, and you guys just don't – people just don't seem to dig it as much
as I
do.
It's not marketed at all. It's hard to find, although they are reissuing it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, I told you to buy it. You know, Chris bought it, and you guys, I mean, you know, for whatever reason, you're not really into it that much.
I played it. I don't know. It's just – I haven't really touched my DS in a while in general.
Right. But I couldn't put it down.
Do you see anything coming on the horizon that you think may fall into this category?
I don't know. If I could see something coming on the horizon, it might not be so much a sleeper hit.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's something we'll see at E3 and that might have that potential. I don't know. Like, can't have hard to imagine what's coming out soon. Last year, I think the big one was Persona 3.
Yeah. I can understand that.
That one kind of... You know, like Persona was like, you know, people kind of talk about, all of a sudden Persona 3, everyone started talking about Persona. So in that vein, maybe Persona 4, although, you know, I don't know if you know, it counts anymore now that it has, kind of has hype now following Persona.
Yeah, it's 2. Different now. It doesn't count.
You know, I'm just not.
It's a very hard question to answer.
It is a hard question. Especially on the fly.
Yeah, it's hard to predict the future because one thing, 1UP Yours a few weeks ago put up an old podcast because like everybody was gone that week and it was like from the 2006 E3 when the Wii and PS3 were revealed. I just listened to how wrong they were about so much of what they said. How awesome Assassin's Creed is going to be. And how Metal Gear Solid 4 is going to be sweet when it comes out like next year. And
everyone is that.
No, but it was like game of the show awesome to them. And how Spore was game of the show and it was going to be great when it came out that fall.
Yeah. Maybe Final Fantasy 13 will be the sleeper hit this year.
Yeah.
That'll be released this year.
It's just going to sleep.
Yeah. We'll just get sleep for a while. I wish I could answer this question and sound smart, but I got nothing.
Yeah, it's tough.
We had a comment on our pod bean page, explodingbarrel.podbean.com.
Yeah, that's where we actually host the podcast files, but I like WordPress as a blogging platform a little better.
But the Suman Show? Oh, kind of like the Truman Show, but the Suman Show?
Yes.
This is what he said. He said, good show. You're right about listeners getting past the first minute. Have you guys thought about shortening the intro music? I think it plays like 20 seconds before someone talks.
It's exactly 20 seconds, actually.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna thank you for your feedback, but I honestly think that's a good length.
It's okay. That's what other podcasts do.
Yeah, we play with it, and I feel that's the best.
I mean, if there's more outcry, we'd probably change it. But I think it's okay right now. But he might be right. But, you know, we'll risk it. You seem like avid gamers. Can you include tips and tricks for games? I think your listeners would appreciate it. Also, let them provide tips and post it. This would increase your audience. Keep up the great work. I just don't know what tips and tricks I could give off the fly. I think, like, if I play a game and there's something, like, I could think of immediately.
Okay, here's a free tip. I got one.
What?
In Metal Gear Solid 4, you will find Playboy magazines littered throughout the game. If you actually... hold down L1 to go into aiming mode, then hold down R1 to pull out the magazine, and then push triangle to go in the first person view. You'll start, you actually can like look at the magazine, there's no nudity, and as you look at it, you can flip through the pages with circle button. It will actually increase Snake's psych gauge. And then, really after that, you have to drop it to get out of that view and you lose the magazine. But if you then, if you keep holding down the shoulder buttons, pause the game, then go into your weapon screen and unequip it from there, you will not lose the magazine. So you basically will have an unlimited item to fill up your psych.
All right, then.
There it is.
And you know, as far as other people wanting to include tips, anytime anyone wants to, just email us, which I guess we'll give out now because that's kind of the end of the normal show. Again, stick around because we're going to talk about Metal Gear Solid 4 after a little break.
Yeah, but here we'll do all the official ending stuff. Right. It's fun.
Yeah, because you know, email us at tokoto@gmail.com. That's me, or AJ's at adjguy711@gmail.com.
And check out our blog, explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. Or, leave us a comment.
Right.
Those are just as good as email. Yeah. We will read them.
Or you can visit us at the iTunes Music Store and leave a review there, and we'll talk about that too. And we'll like you even more if you give us a review.
Yeah.
We're going to go for a short break.
We're going to take our first ever break
in the middle. So we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back.
Warning, we are going to talk about every spoilerific thing there is about Metal Gear. If you have not finished the game, I strongly urge that you stop it now.
Yes. For all intents and purposes,
when you do beat the
game. For all intents and purposes, this podcast is over for you. So yes. Don't come back. Bye. Those of you who are still here, hopefully, you know, again, Metal Gear Solid 4, spoilers galore, talking about everything here. Okay, so you just beat the game.
Yes, I did.
Let's go through this. Why don't we go through
Let's go act by act.
Go by act. So you start the game. First thing you see is that sort of television. You're, like, watching TV.
That was cool.
Right, and I kind of feel bad for some people because I feel like some people are just kind of so confused.
Yeah, I don't even know. You told me to change the channels. I was like, you were like, hey, you might want to change the channel.
I tried to be cute first, like, oh, this sucks. Change the channel.
But I had the David Hayter one, and it was sweet.
Yeah, I had the cooking show one, which is weird. But I'll tell you what, it's cool how those are like highly produced live action things.
Yeah,
each one has a commercial for one of the PMCs at the end.
Yeah,
which are really well done. It's an interesting beginning. Then you kind of go right off, and you said it before. For as like lengthy as the cutscenes are, the game actually kind of begins. It begins pretty quickly.
Then it went to about an hour of cutscenes.
Yeah, then it went to a pretty long thing. But you don't even have to watch the first mission briefing, which is a long
cutscene. It's optional. You hadn't even seen it.
I saw it.
You didn't know about it. Yeah, I read the instructions.
Yeah, well. but so you start the game and you're in the Middle East, just like we all know. And you know, it's cool because you immediately start off and you're kind of avoiding geckos, sort of.
Yeah, it starts off with a bang.
And, so you get that sort of stealth action thing right away. And, like, very early, you have to adjust to this whole... It's not like the other games where here's the radar, or even, you know, Metal Gear Solid 3 didn't have the radar, but, you know, here's the way these people walk, memorize their sort of patrol routes, and just, you know, hide when they walk by you or in the grass. These people are fighting.
Like, get the hell out of there now. Yeah,
these people are fighting, and you just, you know, the no place to hide thing is just very accurate.
Because
you kind of, you really are sneaking. You're not hiding.
Yeah.
You really are sneaking. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, sometimes they might not even, like, care that much about you because they'll be busy.
Yeah.
And you really can do that whole thing where you sort of team up with a side if you want to.
Well, you can't team up with the PMCs because their nanomachines will always target you as an enemy.
Okay, but you can team up with the rebels.
Yeah, and that's actually quite a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
Right. It's almost essential in Act 2, I think.
Yeah.
Helps you out a lot there. It's also interesting about Act 1, there's no boss fight.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Usually there's always, like, that sort of first boss fight that's sort of easy. Like, Metal Gear Solid 1, it was Ocelot.
Ocelot, same with 3. And then 2, it was Olga.
Olga. It's just, like, the duel fight. It's, like, all you have is a pistol, you just duel this person. There's none of that. Probably because, also, very early in the game, you get a lot of weapons.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a staggering amount of weapons in this game compared to other ones.
Yeah, you run the Drebin very early, and you get the whole Drebin system, which is a great system.
Because
it streamlines everything, because... You just go
to you don't have to manually sell everything.
No, you just go to this menu. Here's all the weapons you can buy. You can just even go over your item, your weapon, push a button, buy ammo. It's like that. You can buy the parts for it. You can customize them, add a scope, add new grips.
I didn't really do much of that.
I didn't either, but I saw Chris kind of messing around with it more, and I thought it was cool, and then I
kind of want to save all my Drebin points. I want to, because I know I'm not going to get to the point where I can earn the stealth camo. I'm going to have to buy it eventually.
Yeah, yes, hopefully. But like Act 1 is sort of the Metal Gear Solid game we kind of maybe were all expecting with the whole Middle East thing.
Right.
And again, the gameplay and stuff was very fun. Sorry, you had a little fuzz on you.
No.
Is there anything you want to say about Act 1? Any surprises in the story?
And that's going to be a general complaint you're going to find from me throughout this. I feel like probably as a result of the game getting delayed and delayed and delayed and they had to keep the hype going, I think they revealed... way too much. Like, I could see cutting together a trailer about the B&B unit, but what they released was just the exact cutscene that's in the game. So not only did I kind of have the, oh, I already know who these people are, but then I also had the, I've seen this already.
I will agree with you with that. And I mean, I understand what the problem was, like, well, how do they show people just, you know, how good this game is? They just want to show clips and stuff. And they had a hard time keeping the hype up. Because, you know, sales for 3... compared to the other games were a little disappointing, really.
And I think what they don't realize is that I think people were, after playing 2, were like, what the fuck just went on? Forget this.
I always believe that the sale of a game is as good as its last game.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I think, you know, Metal Gear Solid 1 did really well. You know, that was itself.
Yeah.
But then Metal Gear Solid 2, I think it's the best-selling game of the franchise.
Yeah, is that because it came after 1.
Right, is that because Metal Gear Solid 2 is amazing? Not really. Now, Metal Gear Solid 3, my favorite game in the series, probably the worst selling in this franchise.
Yeah.
But
it came after what I think is the worst game in the franchise. Right.
But I think 4 is going to benefit from 3 being good.
Yeah, plus there's really nothing else to do on the PS3 right now.
Right.
That is, I just want to say, I played the game entirely on your PS3 here at the condo. And now that I've beaten it, my desire for a PS3 has been satiated and I can wait.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like, what's the next? What is their next big game now?
Killzone 2?
They think Resistance 2 in like Killzone 2, but those are just first-person shooters.
Little Big Planet?
Maybe. But like, next like really big, honest, come on, next real big AAA title is going to be what, Final Fantasy?
Yeah, that's exclusive.
That's like, and when's that coming?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just not like the PS2 days, you know?
No,
it's just
really
like,
not.
It's just like bang, 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 and like, holy shit. We, you know, they come in and like, they go to like the Microsoft Nintendo, we've got you fuckers surrounded.
Yeah. And then, like, even again, like, at the... that was Act 2, wasn't it? Never mind.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to say about Act 1?
I'm just trying to think.
Okay, well, after that, you got the mission briefings. What do you think of the mission briefings?
They're cool. I like how you can kind of move the Mark II around and find some items.
Do you think it's too much exposition?
It could be a little bit lengthy at times.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I think there was the one where there was, like, the sort of awkward one. I think it was after Act 2 with Otacon and... Naomi. That's sort of weird, but I'll get to that, really.
Yeah. Well, with that one, they were trying... We'll
get
in
there.
Order.
But then you get to Act 2.
So Act 2, very pleasantly opened, not in the Middle East. I didn't really... They did a good job of kind of hiding the fact that this game was going to be a globetrotter.
Yeah. And they actually kind of kept saying it, but I kind of kept not believing them for some reason.
Yeah, because they hadn't really shown it.
Right.
But
nice Act 2 was in Russia.
Russia. South America.
Yeah, I don't know why I said Russia. I say that because it's an area that reminds you more of Snake Eater.
Right.
That's why I said that. Sorry.
Did you notice how rather gracefully the sun rose as you progress through the beginning of the act?
But now
I thought it was really cool.
I think about it. It was kind of nighttime when you start there, wasn't it?
Because it wasn't that accelerated, like, oh, look, this game has a day-night cycle. You could see the sun move through the sky.
God.
It really felt like a very subtle, natural sunrise. It worked well.
I like how the very beginning of that... It gives you the perfect opportunity to help out the rebels because they're held at gunpoint, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of,
Oh, well, I snuck right through there. But the fortunately, they still liked me from something because I was hiding somewhere. I had the eye off and then I flicked it on and saw three dots coming out. I was like, shit. And I turned and it was some of the rebels. And then they went with the exclamation point, like, oh, it's you. I was like, oh, good. You guys like me. Keep going. Distract those guys for me.
Real quickly, you brought the solid eye. You like that system? It's kind of the replacement for like the Soliton radar from 1 and 2.
Yeah, and the only thing I don't like is that it's like you have to equip the Soliton radar. I don't see why I can't have the ion and have a ration ready. It's right there.
That might be right. But I mean, it works good in that it doesn't give too much information like the Soliton radar really did.
It worked well. I liked it a lot.
Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, you almost kind of play the game looking at that radar sometimes.
Yeah, you really do.
So you get the first boss fight.
The laughing Although, octopus.
Although
before
fight. We get to that, actually, I like how right before that you're kind of in that one point where you're kind of in that radio tower. Would you call it area? No, electric tower.
Yes.
The power thing. You know, what would you call it?
The power generator or something.
Yeah, it's like a big power generator. And first off, you can attack it with what's that?
Mortars.
Yeah, you can attack it with mortars, which is fun. But I remember I was just kind of climbing around that actual tower. Just trying to find stuff. And I hear one of the rebels go, "All right, I got the bomb set on the tower." I'm like, oh, shit. I ran out of there.
Now you must have went left where I went right, because I never even approached anything I could climb.
Really?
I went a completely different way, I think.
Hmm. It was like I don't know. You just had to go through a building. I can see how you might have walked past it. You had to be close to it, though.
Yeah, well, I came off that mortar hill, and I just went to the right. Like, I just jumped off that little cliff.
Oh, yeah, it's on the left there.
Yeah, I went right.
Oh, well.
There you go.
I get what you mean.
Ooh, multiple paths.
Yeah. Ooh, boy. Then shortly after that...
we find Naomi. We get a lot of exposition.
Right. Needed exposition, really.
Mm-hmm.
Then you fight Laughing Octopus, which is the first boss fight, which was a cool boss fight.
Actually be my favorite.
Yeah, it was one of the best, really.
It was really good.
Like it was hard too. I mean, it didn't go easy on you for being early.
No, I really enjoyed it. And then
although I will say, like, the whole like oh, she has other people's faces on trying to trick you. I'm like, all right, free shot.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no, it's Naomi with tentacles.
Like, oh, man, I'm really fooled here. But there was, like, she would blend in environments. One time she, like, blend
the painting.
She'd blend into a painting. That was cool.
I basically just ran around with the night vision of the snake eye on, or the solid eye on.
Right.
That's how I thwarted her.
I tell you what, I used the sort of the night vision mode in this game a lot more than the other one.
Yes. Well, it was, like, night vision and, like, the heat vision combined.
Yeah, which it was really cool. So that was a good boss fight. Then after that, you had really cool part of the game where you tracked Naomi. Remember?
Yes, that was neat. It was different,
but it was cool.
Yeah, it worked well
because like sometimes like they'd be carrying her, you'd be like, "Oh, look, the indents are deeper."
Yeah,
and you had Raiden talking to you. So, anyways, you finally track her down.
Oh, we should mention, So Rose was reintroduced to the game.
Yeah, I was a little weird too.
Like, fortunately, she doesn't do a whole lot.
And it's creepy at first. You're like, she married Roy Campbell.
Yeah, that's a little weird. And she apparently got breast surgery, too.
They never showed her chest before, did they?
I don't know. Pro tip. I just found this out after the fact. If you shake the six axis, it makes her breast jiggle.
That's very... You know, there's always those little touches in these games.
Yes. But then shortly thereafter, conveniently enough, we then get contact from Raiden, who... Quentin Flynn must have taken all the criticism of Raiden to heart because he sounds a hell of a lot better now.
Yeah, he just sounds like a badass now.
Yeah, it's
and,
great.
You know, and I know he's a good voice actor.
Yeah,
he's
Quentin Flynn's great guy.
Right. He does a lot of stuff for Square Enix, actually. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's great. And it's just when I played Metal Gear Solid 2 again, I'm like, why is this performance is just so weird?
He played it like a whining 14-year-old boy.
Right. And I mean, maybe that's what they called for. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, Raiden, he sounds great now.
Yes.
And I mean, that's what makes him better to me more than anything. Mm-hmm. Him being a ninja and everything, yeah, that's fine, but just the acting is a lot better.
Yeah, but then again, we get to that whole fight between him and Vamp and him fighting the gecko.
And we've seen
I saw this already. Why did you show me the whole thing? Why couldn't it have just been a smartly cut together 90-second trailer?
Yeah.
Using pieces of that.
I know. They were cool, though.
Yeah.
There was that cool part where you were with Drebin on the truck, kind of shooting your way through.
Yeah, that was fun.
Then there's that other part where just for basically a couple of minutes, you have to run past a market that's kind of being infected.
Yeah, because it was the first time you really had a crowd of people.
Yeah, and really the only time in that game, too.
Yes.
But it was cool.
Oh, we should mention, too, that Laughing Octopus dropped the series' first F-bomb.
Yeah.
Which I found out, there's actually supposed to be an F-bomb in Metal Gear Solid 3, said by Eva, when Vulcan had her, like, on the ground there. And she tried to shoot him with that kiss of death thing, and he stopped her. But the voice actress was not comfortable with it.
I think that may have been the first, F-bomb I've heard in a video game that didn't make me cringe. Or, like,
yeah.
Wasn't just, like, a stupid, like, joke thing.
Yeah.
So, boy, that came out well. All right. So then we have Act 3, and, oh no, you're a young snake for a little bit.
No, that's not Act 3.
Yes, it is. No, no, no.
No, it's not.
H8. You remember, he looks like Young Snake.
Oh, that Young Snake. Never mind. You're right.
And you're in, this is when you're in,
Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe.
Yeah, at the train station.
At the train station. I'll tell you what, like,
Meryl turned into a jerk.
Well, she was mad. You know.
But it's that syndrome that I like I said, I was glad wasn't in Indiana Jones 4. Snake knows what he's doing, okay? And I think she should realize, yes, his body's aging, but he's not like a senile old man, literally.
Maybe.
Like, you should listen to him. If Solid Snake tells you what's going on, all ears, man.
I like how Johnny sees him.
Oh, yeah. Snake! Hey! So!
Yeah, he's speaking of... Johnny was funny.
I enjoyed Johnny, yes.
Then all of a sudden he became this big hero later.
That was great.
It's kind of funny. Did you think when they first showed Johnny's face that he looked a lot like Snake?
Yes.
I did too.
I was wondering if that was intentional.
I thought that like they were going to... I thought like, it's another clone.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh God.
Well, apparently I found this out on Wikipedia. Johnny was supposed to die in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Right. He was supposed to be what was...
Like an informant that eventually...
Became Ames.
Which one's Ames?
Natasha's former husband. He's the one that you remember with the pacemaker.
I can't remember.
Remember how you had to use the sound thing?
Oh,
to find the
yeah.
The guy's pacemaker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He told you some stuff. I guess that was supposed to be Johnny at first, you're thinking.
Huh.
Well, see, Johnny was a joke character for a while. So
yeah,
it's funny.
He just became popular.
Yeah, so, then we had him. The only time he even had a name, they just gave the name in the credits for some reason.
Yeah, he was named after, like, the art designer or something.
Right. So then Act 3, you begin...
Okay, so Act 3, we should preface, has...
Not a whole lot of...
Maybe 20 minutes of gameplay.
No, because you you trail that guy for longer than you think. Yeah. A lot of it is trailing that one guy, it's cool.
Which was cool, again. It's kind of like the stealth section in a stealth game.
But yeah, then you run into Big Mama, and...
who, surprise, is Eva.
Well, they kind of told us that. But, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, that was a part of the game where it's like, we're going to explain everything that happened in between Metal Gear Solid 3 and this. And that's where,
cool.
Yeah, and that's when it's like
Sigint was the DARPA chief.
Basically,
and paramedic made Gray Fox, and he killed her. And
So apparently, every main character who survived from Metal Gear Solid 3
were the Patriots.
Yeah, which is cool. It was cool. I never thought Sigint was in the Patriots or paramedic. Yeah. What's interesting is that you find out that Zero, which we kind of thought was like, who's just basically kind of a
cookie cutter British officer there to fulfill the Roy Campbell role.
Right. And it turns out that like, he is like the
founder of the Patriots.
Yeah. And he's sort of responsible for everything post Metal Gear Solid 3 in terms of story.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a very cool reveal. And it was neat stuff to hear her talk about it. And you kind of, and then you find out Sigint was the DARPA chief.
That was cool. Microsoft One. I was like, oh yes.
Paramedic is Dr. Clark, who the cyborg ninja killed. You're told, and it's cool stuff like that. So then, shortly after that, you have like the homage motorcycle sort of,
which was sweet,
right? Tribute to Metal Gear Solid 3, really. But yeah, and again, it was awesome. That was cool in Metal Gear Solid 3, and it was still cool in Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yes.
Then you had the boss fight with
Raging Raven.
That was a cool one.
That was good.
That was cool because. He was flying all over the place. That one was actually kind of scary, too. It's not that you'd be in there and just kind of fly in there.
Yeah.
And get you. That was a long one, too. Those first two boss fights actually
didn't take me that long.
Really?
No. Yeah. I was using the RPG launcher. Okay. That might have helped.
That may have helped, too. Yeah. And then another good boss fight. Then you get a pretty long cutscene with...
which, surprise, was actually the end of the act.
Yeah, it was a long cutscene.
I did enjoy watching Liquid doing the whole... bang on the helicopters and all that.
Doing that thing. So then Act 4. Act 4 was...
okay.
That was awesome.
Act 4 is probably the best act in the game. But, again, why did they show us all that? It would have been so cool if they just start playing this game and be like...
Where? But we didn't know we were going to... we didn't know.
Yes, I did.
They showed that trailer that made it seem like he was dreaming about it.
Whatever. I knew I was going there.
You knew you were dreaming about it. I did not know there was going to be an act there. I was surprised.
I still was like, well, they showed like the trailer. He painstakingly walked around the first area. I was like, oh,
not painstakingly. Remember, he had the Metal Gear Solid 1 face on. It was supposed to be like he was dreaming that. I think you just misinterpreted what they wanted you to believe.
Well, I know, but I still knew it was there. When I got there, I was like, okay, this is the trailer, so I'm not going to just go through this.
It was cooler, though, in the trailer, because they played... First off, before you doing that, you actually kind of play through that area. Like the
emulated version of the PS1 version of Metal Gear Solid.
How cool was that?
That was cool.
It was weird, because it has a little control scheme in
it. It's a good example of how far we've come.
Right. And then, you go back, and I mean, it... Shao Moses looked awesome.
Oh, yes.
It looked so good.
Brilliant.
It's amazing what two generations of systems will do. And they played the credits song from Metal Gear Solid 1, mm-hmm. which was a beautiful song.
Okay,
it was awesome.
So one issue I have now that really became apparent in this chapter, I hate how they retconned away Naomi and Mei Ling's accents.
Yeah, that annoyed me.
It happened in Twin Snakes, and then they kept that as the canon, which is stupid.
Annoyed me. Because... they both characters sound stupider because of it, especially Mei Ling.
Yeah.
She's so bubbly and now kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Just in general, her voice acting just doesn't seem on par with everything else in the game.
The accent helped. Yeah. It's
right. And then Naomi, British accent, I liked. I don't know.
Yeah. But, sounds authoritative.
But Act 4, though, it was cool. Interesting in that there aren't any people there.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's all robots.
It's weird, yeah.
And there's some cool, you have some cool encounters with just Gecko.
Like should we tell about our...
yeah,
there's
the one where you go down... You go down...
You go down the Otacon's old lab.
Yeah,
you get some stuff. You come back out. You're going through the room that in the first game was electrified. You blew up the thing with a Stinger missile. Or with... not Stinger. Whatever the one it was. The guidance one.
Nikita.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I should have put that in the Great American Adventure quiz.
So then comes a Gecko. Okay, yes. And my first reaction was to run.
This is why you looked hopeless.
The very first thing you did was
run away back to Otacon's office, which clearly there was no other exit.
Anyway, so I start doing the chute in its legs so it falls things.
First, he shot it with rocket launchers, which wasn't doing anything.
At the leg. Then you're all like, I literally have just run around it.
It was a bit longer than that.
Just ran around it. You're like, what do you do to kill it? What do you do? What do you do? And I'm like, oh, so I thought like I wasn't supposed to run past it. So I turned around to try to start shooting at the head spot, which is the weak point, which you can kill them like that. I did it.
I know you could have killed him like that.
Then you're like, no, you have to go electrify the floor with the Mark II.
Oh,
what?
I was like that.
Oh, like, can first I have off, a second to think,
first
please?
First off, it was a Mark III. Please.
Yes. Okay, excuse me.
And second off, you were absolutely hopeless. There was no way you're going to get that if I didn't tell you.
You didn't even give me a chance.
All right, let's jump ahead a little bit. So I leave after that because you were mad at me. I'm like, all right, I can't stand watching a person play this game. I've got to tell him what to do. I come back, and you're doing the fight with Vamp.
Okay.
No. I'm doing this one. I walk in. God knows how long you've been fighting, man. I imagine for at least 30 minutes.
False.
No. So, and, you know, I'm hoping everyone who's listening to this has also beat the game so they know what I'm talking about. You know, the fight with Vamp, you shoot him and, you know, you can't kill him because he's immortal. So he's there shooting at him. Obviously, you've killed him at least once, but you won't stop. So I sit there like, all right, I'll see what he does. And you just keep shooting at him. And I'm like, AJ, you know he's immortal.
And I say,
I don't want to say anything because I don't want you to get mad at me again. I don't want to say anything. So I'm trying to be very polite. And I'm like, AJ, you know, he's like, well, I had an idea. I'm like, okay, let's hear it. He's like, well, he's only immortal because of nanomachines. I'm like, okay, he's got it. So I used a shaft grenade.
No,
I'm like, what?
Used a shaft grenade, but
what?
I was out.
Oh, you wanted to use shaft grenades? Because nanomachines are little robots.
They are.
God.
So
ass,
I thought
God.
The shaft would disable him, that I could kill him while the shaft was going. Okay.
You tried a bunch of others. You like get the rail gun.
But
out.
I had the thought. I said no. Yeah, no. I was going through my inventory, like what will kill him, and I get to that damn syringe. Now,
you only get to that because I'm like, AJ, maybe you should look at your inventory.
I did it already, though. Listen.
Oh, my
so
God.
I highlight the syringe.
This was like 20 minutes after I got here, by the way.
And you hit L1 to read the descriptions while you're in the item screen. Okay, I hit it. It says, like, you know, disables nanomachines. I'm like, sweet, but this is an item, not a weapon.
Why don't you equip it anyway?
Because right then and there, I said, well, this is an item, not a weapon, and never, ever has there been a precedent to use an item on someone else in this game. This is just like that damn thing with the sorrow in 3 when they just expect you to figure out.
There's your precedent then. You used an item to beat that boss. You used an item to beat that boss. There's your
not
precedent.
On the boss. I still use
oh,
it on
whatever.
Me. Okay, so yeah. So then, yes, once I realized when you told me the equipment and I read it and it says right there, push triangle to use it on someone else when you're in CQC. Well, oh, no shit. Then it's easy.
Yeah, then it's easy. No. Me and Chris figured it out. We had no
well,
problem.
Good for you.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You would have been hopeless. As far as I'm concerned, you were just shooting at Vamp without any hope for 30 minutes. Because you were like low on rations when I got there.
My plan.
Clearly, he was like killing you.
My plan was to completely replace his blood with tranquilizer fluid.
Oh, that might have worked. God, it was just sad. I'm like, man, better hurry up. Where are those suicide gecko at? It's taking them a while.
Okay. I was trying to put that smoke bombs and killing myself with them.
Then you have that thing where you have to hold off the suicide gecko with your rail gun, which is cool.
Which I caked through. You said apparently Chris
apparently,
had
yeah,
some
Chris
trouble.
Had some trouble with him. He was getting mad, too. He was not doing it. I couldn't stand watching because, like, of course, I saw him. He just kept aiming at something. I'm like, Chris, maybe you should look around because there's probably, like, a gecko about to explode.
Of course, there would be. You had to keep the solid eye on because you could see their timers.
Right. Well, he did, but he just wouldn't look. He would only look in one direction for, like, 2 minutes straight.
No, he probably thought he was in a corner, but he wasn't.
No, he just... No.
Okay. I'm trying to excuse the kid.
Okay. There was also the interesting thing where, like, Raiden was fighting. There was, like, a cutscene of Raiden fighting Vamp.
Yeah, you got to watch it while I was doing that. How was it?
Actually, you know what? You think I would, because I watched Chris do that thing 4 times. But I'm always find myself just watching the person playing as Snake. That's when I'm always nervous I'm going to miss something. But then you have the awesome part where you get to play it with Rex.
Yes, but again, we saw that.
No,
why the hell would they... Okay, no,
I did not think we were going to get to play as Rex. I didn't. They showed us in Rex. I just thought it might be cutscene.
They showed that trailer where you're in Rex, he's in Ray. That's going to be a boss fight. They shouldn't have shown that.
I didn't know it was
going
to be a boss fight.
It would have been such a great surprise. Be like, oh, we're going to have a Metal Gear showdown. It would have been awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. It would have been even awesomer. It would have been the greatest.
It was pretty great.
And I want to say on that one, first, I've got you sitting there. No, do this. Use the rockets. Dodge left. And I die. Then Chris comes in the room and he's like, no, use a laser. Go over here. I'm like, everyone, shut up. Then once you did that, I kicked his ass. Please.
But it was no fun. All you did was shot at him with the Gatling gun.
And I CQC'd him.
Like a couple times. It was not. I mean, come on. You had like all those weapons. You'd even like, if I never say it, like, you would have never even tried the laser.
I did try the laser.
You did not.
I tried the laser against
you
the gecko.
You did not. That's a lie.
I used it. You watched me do it.
I did watch you. That's why I can say it was a lie.
It's the truth.
Because it never happened. By the way, you and Chris almost died at that part where you're just running through Gecko.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
I don't know either, really.
I got nervous.
Yeah, I did
too. Don't die there. God. But you fight that fight with Ray is pretty sweet.
Oh, it was awesome.
I'll tell you what, the Metal Gears, Ray and Rex, they look really good. They look really cool there.
Someone made a Metal Gear Ray in
Spork. Yeah, I kind of saw that. Then, okay, so that ends. Ryan
gets
looks
effed
like he,
up.
It looks like he got killed. I thought he died.
Yeah, I thought apparently he just lost another arm.
They played the annoying cutscene where they're talking about King Kong Godzilla. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, guys, no. you're getting rid of the goodwill here. You make me glad he's dead again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's interesting to know how, although he took the criticism of Ryan to heart and he spent a good deal of Metal Gear Solid 3 making fun of Raiden with, you know, Rykov and all that, he didn't give him the Jar Jar Binks treatment in that he didn't just make the character kind of disappear and go in the background.
Yeah, he fixed it.
He fixed it.
Good for him.
Yes, and it worked. Okay, so
now, Act the Fifth, which Johnny becomes like a kick-ass action star
right.
who just can't land on a boat.
And this also isn't really a very long act, as far as
no.
That's the problem, because the game is still just as long as any other ones. It's just when you divide it into acts, then you're like, this act is short on gameplay.
Right, right.
But
okay, so my question: after you landed on the deck and you had to get to the stern, did you sneak it or shoot it?
First time I tried to shoot it.
I did shoot.
And I died.
I shot it and did it.
I shot it.
Chris and I both.
I didn't do very well. And then I did the second time. I was like, screw this. There's all these things up here. I'm going to sneak. And it was really cool because I got to like the very end until a gecko saw me sneaking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it was really neat.
Impressive.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was cool. And then I fought the gecko with them, you know, and I was fighting them with the rail guns. I'm like, oh, these guys aren't so tough anymore.
Yeah.
And it was actually a really cool sequence there because it was kind of like the final part of the game that's like, that plays like the typical gameplay where like here's these people, avoid them or shoot them.
You know we didn't talk about
what?
The
go back
speaking
in.
Of the railgun, we didn't talk about the fight with Crying Wolf.
No, we didn't. Because it was kind of forgettable.
It was okay.
It was okay, but it wasn't
spectacular. It was a sniper battle with a very easy to find sniper.
Yeah, I mean it was huge. It was an okay. It was a serviceable boss fight. They all can't beat. But I mean that chapter had two better boss fights right there.
Yes.
Although the vamp boss fight sequentially is much easier.
Yeah, it's not really. They just headshot him with a trank and then stick him. It's not that hard.
Right. Well, I think the first time you have to bring him down, it's not like the one hit.
Oh, okay.
That's just after that. So you you don't have to keep bringing his life back.
Oh, that's
up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, where were we? Then, okay. So yeah, you get to the stern of the ship.
Then you get to like the super nostalgic screaming mantis. Is it Screaming Mantis?
Yeah, Screaming Mantis, Screaming which Mantis. Was a great fight.
It was pretty good. I was kind of disappointed because I was kind of expecting almost more crazy stuff to happen.
Yeah, although it was great when Psycho Mantis came back at the end and like his old tricks didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, we have a dual shock, so that worked. But if you have a six axis, he says something about that too, I guess.
Yeah. But
although
it's cool how you know you rip off. I'll tell you. Oh God, that was another pathetic moment of me watching you play. You getting the dolls and you're like, what do I do? First, you get the dolls. You don't even think to use it right away.
The doll's description says like it uses some kind of strange energy to manipulate the bodies of the dead.
Okay, but
that's
still,
its description. So I'm like, okay, well that's what she was doing. So it's my turn now.
So you try shooting dead people with the doll, but it. Why don't you try it once and see if it doesn't work? You must have shot at least 20 dead people.
I thought
people.
I was, like, missing. Then I thought maybe I had to hit it once with each of them, and I don't know.
Oh, my God. Finally, I don't know if I said something. I was just kind of there. I was palm-faced. Captain Picard palm-faced. Epic fail. Cereal, milk, fire.
What?
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, as that fight started, I was curious. So I held down the PS button and reassigned the controller to port 2. As soon as I hit the button to go back to the game, I couldn't move and I was getting a codec call. Otacon called. And Snake's like, Otacon, something's wrong. I can't move. Snake, did you try reassigning the controller port to 2? Well, yeah. Snake, just because that worked last time doesn't mean it's going to work this time. What were you thinking? Well, I don't know. I just... Snake, reassign the controller to port 1. I'm like, damn it. Oh, that's not it.
Then Camel calls you, right?
Yeah, then Camel first, he's like, Snake, just remember back to Psycho Mantis. Plug the controller into port 2. And then Rose is all like, no, that won't work, Roy. Don't you know there's no controller port anymore? We're on different hardware.
So what? Yeah, that... I like how everyone is very concerned. There's also that reference to the PS3 and Shadow Moses.
Yeah. All right, Snake. I know it's annoying, but it's time to change disc. So just get disc 2 ready and take a... Oh, wait. We're on a PS3 now. But, I mean, there was no disc swapping in 2 or 3, so...
And there's still those installations. Oh. I still don't understand why... It's bad enough that you have to do it every act, but why every time I start the game? Is it constantly deleting the installation?
No, it's because we've been going back and forth with our save file.
No, because it was just me playing, I thought.
No, you and Chris were playing.
Yeah, but...
No,
yeah.
If you pick up on the same act you're on, you don't have to do it. I don't see why there's not a full install option.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, okay, fine, you know what? Let's just take up the whole 15 gigabytes and get it all done now. And then even for the installs, this still has the most loading screens in any of the games in the series.
None of them are very long.
No, but they're long enough, and they come in like the middle of cutscenes.
Yeah,
and then you have to push start and everything. It's like it just kind of pulls you out
a little. Nah, it didn't bother me too much. So after that, you got some long cutscenes.
Raiden has no arms.
Raiden has no arms. That's cool when you're walking down the one thing and there's long flashbacks. Not that thing. You're just walking down the other things. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was cool. So Raiden walks into the room, zaps like the first 6 with lightning. Why didn't he keep doing that? It seemed to work pretty good.
Probably only had so much lightning. I don't know. Johnny and Meryl decided.
Yeah, Johnny starts kicking some ass.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? I think it's great that the only reason he doesn't have nanomachines is because he's afraid of needles. And he skipped out on their shots. As a result, he's like the only like good for anything soldier left.
He's like he's the only one who saved. He comes in and saves you from Screaming Mantis, actually, at one point. It's cool.
Oh, that was sweet.
That's when you see him shoot the doll. You kind of like, okay, shoot the doll.
Yeah, well, I figured that a long time ago.
And then you do the thing where you're walking through the microwaves, and it makes it look like it. I don't know if you actually are in danger of dying there, but every time I watch it happen, it seems like you're almost dying.
Oh, that part was great, where they split the screen like that, and you get to watch. It was kind of like, oh, shoot, what is it?
It's like the all hope is lost moment in movies.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Lord of the Rings did that, right? Yeah, like everyone's getting their asses kicked. It's like Frodo struggling with the ring.
It's like
it was like that. Everyone, but I mean, I'll be damned if I wasn't hammering on that triangle.
Yeah, I gotta get it. Well, it made it feel like, shit, we gotta save the world.
Yeah, it really did. What they did that was great is you didn't need to be hitting the triangle button that rapidly. Because if you did slow down enough, then that thing would come up and be like, hey, hit the triangle, idiot. And I'm like, oh, right. So I'm hitting it. And then that thing's coming up. I'm like, oh, hitting it faster. It goes away. Then it comes back again. Hitting it faster. It goes away. By the end, it kept kind of fading in and out. And I was literally like, no! Yeah.
Well, at the end, you're just like, you're just pushing just so you can like get a little bit further.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no. We need to do
and,
this.
You know, the voice work there is great because he's just grunting. He sounds like he is in pain.
Yeah.
He does not sound like he's having a fun time in there.
The octo camo suit's exploding. The salt. One question I have, though. Why couldn't we just send the Mark II in?
Because those robots came in. He knew it wasn't going to need protecting.
Yeah, I guess.
Probably. And those doors, I think they're only opened by people.
Okay, whatever.
Is that good enough for
plus
you?
Plus, it's not as exciting.
Right. I mean, you know, what if Snake wasn't there, it wouldn't have worked. Those robots would have gotten it. So then you got that. You do it, and you're like, surprise! This the thing we're putting in is going to kill all of the Patriots. Good.
Yeah, whoops.
Goody. So you do that. All right, good for us. And you're kind of outside, and Otacon's like, shit, Snake is in bad shape.
How'd you get out there?
Whatever.
And on top of that thing. Of all the places.
I don't think you were on top of the thing.
Yes, you were.
I think Liquid took you up there.
No,
you were
there.
Just on the deck.
You were there.
Okay. You're there. You're like, oh, crap. And then Otacon's like, I'm going to get you a medic. And then
that's a good idea.
Yeah. But then Liquid comes. So then you got the final fight with Liquid Ocelot, which was really, really cool.
Was fantastic.
Well, it's cool because it starts off as a big cutscene, and you kind of think, like, am I going to play this?
And you do, and it still looks... Now, the only complaint I have about that is as they're going through, like the key song from each game, we, again, because of those fucking Russians, did not get the sweet Metal Gear Solid 2 song that should have been there.
It would have been cool.
Oh, it would have been awesome.
But, I mean, when you got to Metal Gear Solid 3 and Snake Eater theme came in, that was awesome. Cool. I love that song. Especially when it has like that very, you know,
the classic James Bond feel.
Right, but
to
it has it has that very distinctive opening. Dun 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 ba.
Yeah. you're fighting and like against the backdrop of the setting sun. Right.
I think
fighting games could learn from that. That was one of the best, most visceral combat experience I ever had. Like when you're throwing those last few punches, I feel like I'm beating the shit out of him.
Right. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah. And, it was great.
You told me it was your favorite final boss fight in a game ever.
It may be. It was set up very well. It played well. It looked good.
Even better than Mother Brain from Super Metroid. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
I think so.
I mean, it was good.
It was really cool.
It was really cool. I like. The boss, even from Metal Gear Solid 3, was really cool. Emotionally, definitely.
Oh, well, my experience with it, I mean, we told that story. That made it really cool.
Okay, so you beat the game. Now it's on to the ending. So first you get epilogue.
First we get the epilogue.
Yes.
So Johnny and Meryl get married.
I'm going to think about that, though. That's a very Hollywood thing to do, but it's not very many video games that like really end in like a wedding scene and can pull it off.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, it was a good wedding scene.
And Jack and Rose were reunited. Right, that was nice. Happy. And, you know, you find out that Roy Campbell's actually a really great guy.
Yeah, which is good. And Snake,
And Drebin, like, I was really worried he was going to turn out to be some, like, evil, creepy guy, but he was still cool.
And Snake,
I like him.
He kind of does the scene that was in, like, that first trailer, but, you know, they made that first trailer scene. It was different from the first trailer. Like, the first trailer wanted us to think everything was right in the Middle East. But although he did have the burnt face in that trailer, interestingly enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember thinking that. Like, I thought it was just like the aging gone bad. But so he's there, and it looks like he shoots himself. And I thought he died.
Yeah, I was fully ready for that. I thought it was appropriate. It's great.
Were you sad?
I was very sad.
It bothered me. I was very sad. I didn't realize how much I cared about Solid Snake.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, geez. And plus, like, after that, Otacon's talking to Sunny. He's like, oh, like, Snake's led a hard life. He deserves some rest. It's all very sad.
It is very
sad. You feel bad. Like, yeah, he has kind of had a hard life. Poor Snake. Do you like Sunny, by the way? As far as little children go, she wasn't very annoying.
She wasn't terrible.
No. Okay, but then, so it's like, okay, the game ends.
Credits are rolling.
Here come the credits.
Let's tell my experience, because you were sitting there with me, right. so you heard me.
You had the same exact experience.
Well, yeah, you had, but mine was out loud, so it's better.
I was watching the ending because I wanted to see your reaction to it, because I knew it was awesome.
So, you know, the voice cast is going, which I always read with interest, because I'm interested in voice actors. And the list is going, and then there's some separation, and then it says, Big Boss, Richard Doyle. And then you heard me go, oh, wait. When did Big Boss talk in this game? Wouldn't it just been Hater? I don't get it. And then we get the debriefing.
Yeah.
Now, as a real quick aside before we start this, the part of David's, or was it Derek's? Shoot, who wrote that email?
That was
Derek.
No, that wasn't Derek.
No, it was David.
David.
Because, yeah, sorry. David's email.
Frankie.
When he said, when he finally beats this game, will Richard Doyle be doing his voice? You are lucky, my friend. Better not go on IMDb and be like, who's Richard Doyle? Big Boss. Hey.
Oh, God.
Because I would have been mad.
Yeah.
But as it is, I did not because I forgot about it. And so, yeah. So we find out that Snake did not shoot himself, that gunshot we heard came from Big Boss's Patriot.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Oh, God. That was just, when I saw that, I just like it. Ah!
And it's great because he looks like a variation of Snake does now. They're both, relatively speaking, about physically the same age.
But he looks like the early sketches of him.
Yeah, in the making of thing, they showed his sketch from Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake, and it looked just like him.
To be fair there, those sketches, all of those, I think, were redone for that subsistence thing.
Oh.
They kind of look more like Metal Gear 1, Metal Gear Solid stuff.
Oh.
Okay. But well, even still.
That was a while ago. Well, that's 4 years ago.
There's a sketch they made for Metal Gear Solid 1 for just a manual of Big Boss when he was alive. And, you know, this looks exactly like that.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool. And that was, yeah, and he kind of looks like Sean Connery even still.
Mm-hmm.
But
so we get the CQC hug.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
It was just this very touching thing with kind of the boss, I mean, Big Boss doing his thing. You see Zero there. Zero looking very sad and pathetic.
Yeah, which is.
Bad. I liked Zero so much, Mega Solid 3.
I know, I did too. And there he was, the guy responsible for everything, and now this broken old man in a wheelchair, practically a vegetable.
Right. And, you know, he puts him out and, Big Boss gives his big speech, his kind of final piece, says Snake's okay, doesn't have to kill himself.
Yeah, and then they explain that Snake's infected with a new strand of Fox Dye that is what killed Eva and Ocelot and Big Boss.
Right.
And I didn't catch that, apparently, when Drebin injected you in Act 1. That was the new fox die. And as luck would have it, that new fox die killed the old fox die, which was mutating into a biological weapon.
So
Snake doesn't need to kill himself anymore.
But Big Boss dies. He has his last word, finally, and stuff. And, you know, it's like, you know, so it's not a sappy, happy ending still, because, you know, if Snake is still at the end, he's like, yeah, you know, he's going to die, and Otacon's going to go with him. He's going to live out his last few days, whatever.
He quit smoking,
which is touching. It's a great ending, though. It's really cool. Great, great, great twist at the end.
Yeah.
With that.
Seeing Big Boss there, because you see that eye patch, you're just like, oh man, where'd you come from?
That was a great looking model, too. He looked badass.
He did look cool. The trench coat and everything.
Cool. It was like, that's the guy who played as in Metal Gear Solid 3.
Yeah.
And there's the Solid Snake. Because, like, it was kind of a thing, because they always talk about in the Metal Gear Solid games how Solid Snake and Big Boss had this relationship. You never really, you know.
Yeah, because I highly doubt the majority of people who've played these four games have probably never played the first two.
And I don't know how much the relationship really comes through in those games.
Yeah.
So it's cool to really kind of see that finally. Well, so there's the game. You get your titles and stuff. And
I was a hawk, but the one I got that I really liked was Scorpion, because I did few deaths, alerts, and kills.
Right.
I was very proud of that. What was your final play time?
I forget.
17 hours, 3 minutes.
I think mine might have been... It was probably around there, I'm sure. I really like that song when they show just...
your final score.
Your final score. It's just that thing that the people whistle and Sunny kind of sings with numbers and stuff, but it's like all dramatic. So you liked Metal Gear Solid 4?
I did.
Quite a lot. More than you thought you would? Because you weren't really... Yes. You weren't not a part of the hype machine for this at all.
And I mean, the game, as a game, it has its flaws. I don't think it... Honestly, as a straight-up game, I don't think it gets a gimme 10 by any means. A solid 9. But it's not
just
perfect.
Just a 9? You'd give it a 9.5 if you had a 9.5. Maybe. Oh, please. Oh, you better. I know it has some flaws, but you have to look at the sum of things it does.
Well, no, that's
far
what I'm
and away
now,
better
no, let
than
me
anything
fi- Let
else.
Me finish my thought. Yeah, as an experience, 10.
Okay.
I think, this is kind of in this weird paradigm. I think Kojima really needs to make a movie. I think that's what he really wants to do.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a very engrossing 17 hours. The thing is, you have to be a fan of this material. I think, certainly no one should be playing this game with no prior experience to the trilogy.
No.
Hopefully you have an 80 gig PS3 and you could go buy the Metal Gear Trilogy pack and catch up.
Or just get a PS2 for cheap.
Yes.
I mean, obviously I loved it. I don't know if I like it more than 3.
Yeah, I honestly don't
know
either.
It's hard to say, because, I mean, it's been so... just not
like I said, I would love to play 3 with the graphics and controls.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
And like, the more streamlined interface of 4.
Here's the next thing. They say this is the last Solid Snake story, but that there might be another Metal Gear game. Do you really want to see one?
Yes. I want to see another Big Boss game, and I want to see a Raiden game, the events between 2 and 4.
Okay, but I will say, the storyline has been wrapped up nicely, just about everything. Very few holes left open.
True.
So they did a Big Boss game. Unless maybe it really shows like how he kind of felt, like, you know, kind of away from the
Patriots.
Yeah, I
want to see more of like him and Zero's relationship break apart.
Yeah, that could be interesting. And then if they were to do a Raiden game, I guess maybe after post Metal Gear Solid 4, that could work.
Maybe, yeah.
That's what I think.
No, he's done. Yeah, I think he's done fighting too.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they all done fighting?
Yeah.
I just hope they don't go cheap and say, you know, Snake is still alive. He's got one more mission in him.
I wouldn't mind if he's in it.
No, he's done. Because he only has like a couple. They said 3 months at most, anyways.
No, the 3 months was when Fox was going to kick in.
But he said like a year at most, just with that whole aging problem.
Right.
And it's, yeah, so I don't want to see him in that one. He got wrapped up nicely.
Yeah, it's true.
He's done. Okay. That was a lot of Metal Gear Solid 4 talk,
yeah,
I guess.
I enjoyed
probably have more to say if we wanted to. But that about wraps that up.
So if you've played and beat the game, please send us your thoughts, agreements and disagreements.
Right. We'll go again. Tolkoto@gmail.com is me. AJ's at adjguy@gmail.com.
Adjguy711.
Adjguy711@gmail.com. I'll forget that. Alright.
So yeah.
I really want to get some ramen finally.
Yep.
You get noodles in the game too.
Yep.
Okay, everyone.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that.
And this is the second ending of the podcast.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week with a normal show, which I'm just the crap this week.
All right, everyone. See you later.